ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling goes the telephone. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a goes my heart. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling goes the telephone. And I know that the fireworks will start. Could be the butcher or the baker or the man with some fish on his tray. Could be the grocer or the candlestickle maker or the boy across the way to say, come on out on the telephone. Come on out and have a little fun tonight. Come on out, Papa's out and I'm all alone and there's nobody else here inside. I know it could be, I'm sure it should be. I'm so frightened cause it mightn't be, but then ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling goes the telephone. Ting-a-ling goes my heart again.
Well, you see, I am trying to call my girl, but every time I fail, I don't know. When I put the money in, you see, each time you begin right away to put it out. Come on, tell me what's all about, huh? Uh-huh. No.
Yeah, sure. I had it in before. You don't have to get the sore. All right, look, you just try to do the best you can, because now I put it in again, and so I put the nickel in to call my Catherine. The telephone, no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. The operator, tack, she puts the nickel back. What do you think? I put it in once more. Out of like being followed, well, I got to make a call. And there's another hole. And now in confidence, well, I try with tenderness of the telephone, no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. In and out and in to call my Catherine. Well, I don't lose my control. And there is another hole. Well, if it's a 25 cents, I say, what's the difference? But the telephone, no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. I'm gonna show her I'm a man because now I wanna try again. Yes, hello. Hello, operator. Don't call me agitator, I'm a good citizen, you big bunch of the scarola. You know which number I call, I want a Macedonia Pua fight to have to Pua Vachatsalua. That's all right, I speak with my interest and that's not your business. Here's the money, don't you shout, let's not put it in and out. And so I put the nickel in to call my Catherine. The telephone, no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. The operator, tack, she puts the nickel back. What do you think, I put it in once more. Out like before, well, I got to make the call. There is another hole. Well, if it's a 25 cents, I say, what's the difference? Oh, but the telephone, no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. In and out and in to call my Catherine, but I don't lose my control, no. There is another hole. If it's a 25 cents, what's the difference? Oh, but the telephone, no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. Well, I'm gonna show her I'm a man because now I wanna try again. Yes, hello. Hello, operator. Operator, where did you put my magic on your poor fight? You know what I think? I think you don't speak English. That's the big trouble.
Operator.
Wait a minute.
You ever drop your last dime in a public phone? Have you keep the dime, not even give you a tone? Can you beat that silly contraption with your fist and it comes off the wall? Or did you ever place a call to St. Louis direct and get the civil defense in Connecticut? In operator's leg.
Well, ain't that the number you called?
And my phone bill, that's wrong about half the time. And I always get this office idiot on the line. And she said, well, Mr. Reed, just call a slave from your phone. And I say, lady, look, I don't know a soul living in Tokyo. And all the way I can pay this phone bill is where I mortgage my home. Well, you can find them in every home. This thing called the telephone is the ultimate in modern day design. But it ain't out of order, then the number's been changed, or it's disconnected, or it just won't ring. Why, it's enough to drive a sane man clean out of his mind. Operator? Did you ever place a call on a hectic day and you couldn't understand a word nobody had to say, and you keep trying to get your operator to come back on the line, huh? You stand there and you click that lever till your face turns blue, and finally she comes cutting in on you and she says,
your 3 minutes are up. You're out of time.
Now I've had to stumble through the house without a light to get the phone in the middle of the night. And I stumble over there with a stick of furniture in the house just getting there. So with a skin shin and a busted toe, I grab the phone and I say, oh, hello, and all I get is in my ear. Well, son, you can find them in every home. This thing called a telephone is the ultimate in modern day design. But it ain't out of order, then the number been changed, or it's disconnected, or the thing won't ring. Why, it's enough to drive the same man clean out of his mind. All right, this is my last time with my last dime. Operator, I know. Well, I know that. Operator. Well, I know you're sorry. What, huh? I've 15 minutes I've been dialing over. What? You said that before, wait. Operator. You, give me my dime. Will you give me my dime back? I gotta go to the bathroom. Listen, what is this? Oh, nuts.
This is the way to make a call on an automatic telephone. First, make sure that you know the number you mean to dial. Then, lift the receiver and listen for the dialing tone, a low-pitched, continuous purring sound like this. When you hear that tone, dial the number you want. In half a minute at most, you should hear one of the other tones I shall describe. If you do not, press down the receiver rest for at least 2 seconds and dial again. There are three tones which you may hear after dialing: the ringing tone, or the engaged tone, or the number unobtainable tone. The ringing tone is a pair of low-pitched burring sounds repeated with a fairly long pause after each pair, like this. It means that the number you dialed is being rung, but people may not be able to answer at once, so wait at least half a minute before giving up the call. The engaged tone is a high-pitched note interrupted at regular intervals, like this. It means that the number you dialed, or some of the machinery on the way to it, is engaged. So put back the receiver and wait 2 minutes before dialing again. The number unobtainable tone is a high-pitched note without interruptions, like this. When you hear this, put back the receiver and look up the directory to make sure you have the number right. Then, lift the receiver, listen for dialing tone, and carefully dial again. If you hear the number unobtainable tone again, you may assume that the number cannot be obtained. Now run over these four tones again. Dialing tone. Ringing tone. Engaged tone. Number unobtainable tone. Besides these, a time signal of 3 sharp pips is given every 3 minutes on trunk and toll calls to warn you that if you go on, there will be an extra charge. Here it is.
Captain Jinx one night on Broadway, all alone, read the news about the wireless telephone. Pretty soon his thoughts began to stray, over 7,000 miles away. Then he went and drew a whole month's pay to phone and say, "Hello, how are you? How are you? Let me talk to Honolulu. Ask her this, give me a kiss by wireless, please state. I can't wait to hear her reply, for I have to pawn every little thing I own to talk from New York through the wireless telephone. Oh, hello, how are ya? How are you? Goodbye." After he was through his phoning, he was broke. To his friends he started moaning, "It's no joke. For the money spent to phone that far, I could buy myself a motor car. But I love her like a real jack tar. So there you are. Hello, how are you? How are you? Let me talk to Honolulu. Ask her this, give me a kiss by wireless, please state. I can't wait to hear her reply, for I had to phone every little thing I own to talk from New York to the wireless telephone. Oh, hello, how are ya? How are you? Goodbye. Hello, how are ya? How are you? Let me talk to Honolulu. Ask her this, give me a kiss by wireless, please state. I can't wait to hear her reply, for I had to phone every little thing I own to talk from New York to the wireless telephone. Oh, hello, how are ya? How are you? Goodbye.
Harry, good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin at her switchboard. I cannot talk to the press now. I said I cannot talk to you now. Yes, the phone company is on strike. Everyone except the executives and me. I'll have that story for you when it's over. Well, in the meantime, just reprint the stories from our last strike and change the dates. A gracious good afternoon, directory assistants, Miss Tomlin on the wire. The business office? That number for the business office is listed in your directory. You don't have a directory. Very well, I will switch you, and the business office will supply you with one. Business office, Miss Tomlin speaking. A new directory? Certainly. They are issued free of charge to our subscribers. Simply flag down any repair truck, and they'll throw one to you. You need installation and repair service? Installation and repair service will be listed in your new directory. Can it wait till then? Very well, I will switch you. Just a moment. Installation and repair service, Miss Tomlin speaking. Oh, just a moment, please. At the tone, the time will be 3:23 and 30 seconds. Ding dong. Installation and repair again. Oh, by the way, your 3 minutes are up. Please deposit 5 cents for the next 3 minutes. Thank you. That box sounds pretty full. I'll have to get down there on my dinner break and empty it out. Now then, how may I help you in the midst of the worst strike in our history? A phone installed? Hold on and I'll check. Winds are from the northwest at 20 knots per hour, whatever the hell that means. Yes, sir, I can give you a black wall model and a blue princess and install them myself tonight after work. Oops, just a second. President's office. No, he is not. No, he is not. In the glorious tradition of telephone company management, the president himself is out in a repair truck, guaranteeing service to the community. Very well, I'll switch you to customer relations. Hold on, please. Are you still there, black wall phone, blue princess? I'll be right back. Customer relations, Miss Tomlin at the duty desk. You've just been struck in the head by a directory? I'll bet you were standing by the side of the road waving your arms, weren't you? Well, how bad is it? Doesn't sound attractive. You better call an ambulance. Directory assistance will give you that number. Are you still holding Blue Princess? 5 cents more. I'll be right back. Directory assistance, Miss Tomlin in the saddle. General Hospital? Certainly, but that number is listed in your new directory, the one that just struck you in the head. Long distance, Miss Tomlin, EC. Madrid? Now, that certainly is a long distance. Just love to do that. Are you still there, Blue Princess? Give me your name and address. Uh-huh. Right, thank you. I'll be out first thing this evening and put those phones in. President's office. Oh, sir, it's you. No, no messages. Oh, but listen, Chief, you've got to be careful where you aim those directories. You winged a woman over here on the south side pretty badly today. No. No, I don't think anyone knows that it was you. Well, I'll see you when you check in. Times? Give me the city desk. City desk? This is Ernestine Tomlin at the telephone company. You know, I think I've got that big story you've been waiting for. I'll be here all afternoon. Be sure you bring a photographer. Gracious good afternoon. Dial a prayer. Miss Tomlin in the pulpit.
Thank you. Dial one, the first number, or the number one fool. Dial four, like forgotten, like she forgot me. Then dial 883, that's the rest of the number, and you'll be talking to me. So just dial 801-483, and you'll be talking to lonesome me. To hear the sound of misery, dial 801-483. My sweetheart was Anna, since we met a new love, and his name is Lou. They married last Sunday. They made me the best man. Teardrops filled my eyes when he kissed the new bride and slipped the ring on her hand. So just
this is hard for me to do, but I can't seem to stop myself. I know you said that we were through, and here I am, I'm calling you. Please try to understand, I see myself as your loving man. Whatever you think it is I lack, let's talk about it, call me back. Press 1 if you want me, press 2 if you don't, press 3 if you'll forgive me, press 4 if you won't, press 5 if you doubt me, press 6 if you trust, press pound if you love me, or hang up if you must. I have an unlimited plan. I forward my calls everywhere. I check my voicemail from the car or at the payphone in the bar. I'm wearing a beeper all the time. I carry a portable fax. Instant message me on the train. I get my emails from the plane. Press 1 if you're remarried, press 2 if you're gay, press 3 if you're dating that brick from L.A., press 5 if you're screening, press 6 if you're dead, press pound if you love me, or hang up instead. I'm outside your house now. There's not even one light on. Has there been a blackout? I don't know. Is that a police car? I should go. Press 1 to press charges. Press 2 to feel my pain. Press 3 to place an order. Press 4 to restrain. Press 5 for visiting hours. Press 6 for a day pass. Press pound if you love me. You sure look good through the glass.
dizzy every time that I phone. Buzz is the longest talker I ever known. Buzz, buzz, I've been trying hard to reach him all day. Buzz, when I got him, I forgot what to say. Should I call the operator? Is the number that he gave me my own? Buzz, buzz, I've been sitting here and dining all day. Buzz, got to get him and there must be a way. Buzz, buzz, if you heard the way he begged me to call. Buzz, you could never understand it at all. When I met him, he was quiet, but now he learned to talk. Buzz, buzz, think I'm going to give up. Can't stand it anymore. Buzz, buzz, I've decided that this romance is true. Can it be true that it is blinking? I can't believe it. Where shall I say hello? Buzz, buzz, think I'm going to give up. Can't stand it anymore. Buzz, buzz, I've decided that this romance is true. Can it be true that it is ringing? I can't believe it. Wait till I say hello.
Telephone's another place we spend a lot of time. Telephone.
Bob! Telephone!
I know, it's been there all week. Margaret, water cooler. Television's... television. Telephone's kind of fun, you know. Hello? Hello? Everybody's there. That's all it is, a device for finding out, making sure that everybody's there. It's a hello machine. But do you ever dial someone and forget who you're calling? You have to gamble whether to stay on the line? Hope you recognize the voice? All you need is a little help from the other end. Something like, Bobby Jameson's house. No, what do they say? They say, 2519. Oh. Well, who else are you? Then you get embarrassed and you hang up. Then you remember who you were calling. And you have to call back. So you change your voice. So they won't think you're a complete moron. Hello, is Bobby Jameson there? Aren't you the complete moron who just called here? God, it must be complete moron week. Alexander Graham Bell. I'm real glad his name wasn't Alexander Graham Siren. Well, that sucker really would have woke you up in the middle of the night. When the phone wouldn't ring, it would go off. Phone's going off! It's been going off all day! Can't you hear it? Quick, get it before it peaks. Hello. But when you answer the phone now, the bell stops. The siren would have to wind down. Hello. Can't talk to you now. The siren is winding down. Alexander Graham Bell was one of the few inventors who, when he was finished with his invention, realized he needed another one. No one to call. Couldn't grab a dial tone. Back to the workbench. Made another. Pumped out another unit. Put them up room to room. Hello.
Hello.
Everybody's there. Wouldn't you have liked to ask him what plans he had for this phone? What you gonna do with it, Alex?
Gonna have him everywhere.
Huh?
Everywhere. Every phone. Every place I have one. Got a house. Got a phone. Got two rooms. Two phones. Everywhere. All the way from Orlando to Albuquerque. Pick it up. Hello, hello. Everybody's there. We put them from Maine down to Portland. Every place got a phone.
How you gonna connect them?
Wire.
Wire?
Wire. have a wire coming out the back, everyone. Damn wire come out the back of the phone. Take all them wires, stick them together. Turn them around or something. I don't know. Pick it up. Hello, everybody's there. We have them in a restaurant. You put them on the side of the road if you want. Just put them all alone in the glass booth. Someone will come along and pick it up. Hello, everybody's there. Everybody's there.
Al, I really don't think they're going to let you do that. You know? I mean, the wires will be in everybody's way.
I'm going to balance them on poles.
Officer, we have a complete moron over here. The telephone has given us another place we meet. Hold. Being on hold. It's a little like being on standby, you know? A standby is a little more assertive.
Standby. Hold.
No one volunteers for hold. They put you on it. I'm going to push you on hold. Wait a minute. Nobody volunteers. Nobody says, I'd like to sit for 15 minutes not being able to communicate with a piece of plastic pressed up against my head. They put you on hold. Hold.
Hold.
Why don't they let us talk to each other on hold? Are they afraid we'll tell each other something? And I've always wondered, if you die when you're on hold, does your little light go out on the other end? This is the standard hold position.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hold? Are there many of us in there? Over a million. Say hi for me.
I'll say goodbye. My time is up. I'll call you next week. Thank you, man. Yeah.
Thank you. Hello. Oh, it's you. Oh, good. I'm so glad you got here. I got all kinds of stuff here to tell you and show you and stuff like that. Tonight we're having a telephone show. Did you know that? You do by now, I'm sure. But you're not supposed to know. It's supposed to be a big surprise, all right? So just jump up and down a little bit. It's good for you. You'll feel better. Anyway, we started out with the Andrews Sisters. A recording as old as I am, from 1950, and that's the telephone song. We have a bunch of telephone songs, in quotes, tonight. We have another one from Nicola Payone. Nicola Payone, the telephone song. Nicola Payone, despite his persona, was not from Italy. He was from somewhere in Pennsylvania. But he went to Italy and had Italian courage and stuff like that. And when he retired, he actually had a restaurant on 34th Street in Manhattan called Nicola Payone's Restaurant. How do you like that? Jerry Reed after that, the telephone. Troubles everywhere. The post office telephones, that was an instruction manual for the company. It was post office telephones, and this is telling you how to work it in case you didn't know, okay? Hello, how are ya? How are ya? From Billy Murray in 1915. Yes, telephones were very expensive back in those days. We heard Lily Tomlin, some of her Ernestine thing. That was The Strike. Buzz Me was Bunny Paul from 1957. We heard Mark Dinning from 1965. That was Dial AL14883. And, of course, Mark Dinning is the guy who did Teen Angel. I think he should have retired. This kind of sucked. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Press Pound was Rick Moranis. Let's see, we heard from Astro Gilberto, the telephone song, another one. George Carlin chiming in on telephones from 1976, and I had a real education today. I wound up listening to about an hour and a half of various George Carlin screeds, and the man was a wizard. We really need him today. George Carlin for president. Bring him back, whatever it takes, okay? I'm on it, all right? Power Salad after that. Hold on, I've got to take this. Mm-hmm. And the Orlans from the Cameo Parkway thing from the old days. That was from 1962. Don't hang up, okay? And that was featuring Rosetta Hightower on the vocals there. Okay, so we've got more, including the latest scourge of telephone technology. I'll talk about this later, but here we have some more. Long.
all you people, you got to have a cell phone. At home or away, you got to have a cell phone to make your day. In the shower, phone goes rain, rain. Jump out of the shower, oh, you bump your head on the bed, ow. Bam, cell phone. You sit down to eat, you jam to the beat. The phone goes rain, rain. You reach for the phone, oh, you spill hot coffee on your feet, ow. Bam, cell phone. You're in the car, waiting for the light, the chain. Phone goes rain, rain. You take your feet off the gas, reach for the phone. A boy says, look out for that chain. Ow! Damn, say your phone. At your funeral, the preacher doing his thing. Phone goes rain, rain. Then a voice said, damn, say a phone.
You darn right I know Martina McBride. I got her cell phone number right here. Look here.
The cellular customer you're calling is not answering her phone simply because she has caller ID. And she knows that it's you, Cletus T. Judd. Quit calling.
I'll try her later.
You say I'm always talking when I should be driving. But everybody does it these days. You say I'm getting cancer every time I answer. Yeah, whatever you say. Wish I could change my service. Shoulda never signed up. Heck, it never works anyway. The signal's always breaking. I can't hear nothing. Say, I know you can't hear me. There ain't no use in listening. I can't tell what you're saying. All I hear is hissing. Yeah, the more that I roam, the more I gotta pay. I'm on my cell phone. What the f*** did you say? I oughta get a beeper. It'd be a whole lot cheaper. Just throw this cell phone in the lake. To call you, but even when I get through, it's always what you say. Can anybody hear me, or am I just wasting minutes? I'm at 1500.
Time to play Mystery Noise. Our lines are open, and our resident expert, Dr. Audio, will assist us when our listening audience fails to guess the mystery noise. And now, for our first Mystery Noise. The phone lines are open. Can anyone tell us what the mystery noise is? Dr. Audio, what did you think of our noise?
Well, it was a very subtle, very complicated noise. Since no one else seems to know, do you mind if I analyze it?
No, go right ahead.
It seems to me that the mystery noise was a combination of several polished surfaces of either a metal or ceramic alloy, or perhaps both, sliding ever so gently out of a felt sheet, or perhaps across a medium-weight cotton bunting, or perhaps it was a potato rubbing against corduroy.
Looks like we have a caller. Hello, can you identify the mystery noise?
Of course you cannot.
Wasn't that a saw?
Yes, it was. Good work.
Do I win an album?
You win 2 tickets to the circus, Circus.
Great.
Give the man the tickets. It was too simple, too crude a noise for my taste. I hate the circus. I never cared for it much. I'd rather sit at home and listen to the noises. Oh, you hear that? That was the bells of Capistrano, I think.
No, that's the phone.
Oh.
When are you going to play some music again?
Call me if you're feeling blue. You tell me I don't pay attention to you. But if you only knew just what I'm going through, you wouldn't phone those guys who mess around with you, girl. Oh, when I call you, I can sacrifice. You work the map before you try your ass. I'm not a fruit machine, a 1960s dream. I can bet you let me put you there to see, girl. You're not unreadable, you're not unbeatable. I know just what you are. Don't push your love too far. Got out of the trouble. Not just another girl. I get in touch with you. I only wish I knew that. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number. I had a dream I met another girl. But in the morning she was just kicking sad. I hope I'm getting through the interference too. My motor's running out, I don't know what to say now. The operator's saying, cut the lamp. You wanna cut it by the very last time. You're only young at heart, but there's a time to start. Just realizing when I get down here. You're not unreadable, you're not unbeatable. I know just what you are, don't push your love too far. Got out in touch with you, not just another girl. I get in touch with you, I only wish you knew.
Thank you.
television caught my eye. He said to hurry up and get on the line. He sure looked better than any guy I'll find. He promised my dreams would all come true by calling 1-900-I-LOVE-YOU. He said with a smile, the first minute is free. So I picked up my phone immediately. Now I can't tell you what he really said, but let's put it this way, was my face red? My heart began to thump and my mind began to fly, and I knew I wasn't dealing with no ordinary guy. But it seemed like he really put his whole heart in it.
Well, I guess so, for $4 a minute.
He seemed so very honest and totally sincere, but the language he was using, I couldn't believe my ears. Now, I would never say the words he used at all, so when there's something dirty, I'll just say da. Da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, hair. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, in there. Da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, luck. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, God. Oh, well, wait till you hear the last verse. Now, I personally have never heard this kind of talk before, but I found myself thinking, I'd like to hear some more. So the next phone number I'm gonna call is 1-900-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, goodness. Am I blushing?
Switchbot Susan, won't you give me a line? I need a doctor, give me 999. First time I picked up the telephone, I fell in love with your ringing tone. I'm a long distance romancer, I keep on trying. You know.
away from you. You know I'd bother if you told me to. You speak on the phone, but where is your body? Help me, help me. Softly and your voice sounds so nice. You whisper sweet things and you tell me what to do, and I respond and make love to you. I know you want me, I know you care. I'm over here, you're over there. You know I want you, 'cause you're the best. Hang on a minute, I get undressed. Like how it feels. I am a woman and you are my man. I guess we're doing the best we can. Making love on the phone. Love on the phone. Love on the phone. Love on the phone. Making love on the phone. Love on the phone. Love on the phone. Making love on the phone. Love on the phone. Love on the phone. Making love on the phone.
Where did you get this number?
Oh, baby.
a gracious hello. Here at the phone company, we handle 84 billion calls a year, serving everyone from presidents and kings to the scum of the earth. So we realize that every so often you can't get a call through. Perhaps your phone goes out of order for no apparent reason. Maybe you've been charged for a call you didn't make. We don't care. Watch this. This lost Peoria. You see, here in this computer room, we have a matrix of multi-billion dollar space-age technology that is so sophisticated that even we can't handle it, but that's your problem, isn't it? So the next time you complain about your phone service, why don't you try using two Dixie cups with a string? We don't care, we don't have to. We're the phone company.
Our 3 minutes are up. I think we have, I don't have any more nickels, so I'm going to have to dash on out of here. But first, I have an important playlist, which I really hope you enjoy. We started with Acres and Acres, and that was the cell phone song. Then some words from T. Valentine chiming in on cell phones. I agree with him. I don't like cell phones. I had a smartphone. I got rid of it. I got one of those flip phones because, you know, if I want to be on the internet, I'll be home here and watch it on my computer. All right? So screw that stuff. We heard from Cletus T. Judd. What the fuck did you just say? Yeah, I've heard that happening all the time, and that's why I don't like cell phones. Phone in. Play some music. That was a little piece from Duck's Breath Mystery Theater, The Jags, from 1979. We're getting familiar here. Back of my hand, I've got your number. A lot of these familiar ones that have been clogging up my system for years, so they're out of here today. Love on the Telephone was Foreigner. The 900 song from the adorable Mary Wilson. Switchboard Susan was, of course, Nick Lou. And we heard from, the Strawberry Zots. The Strawberry Zots, Little Red Telephone, Ring Ring from ABBA. And, yes, that's right, Suzanne Fellini, Love on the Phone. And then we heard from Daryl Rhodes, probably with the Ha Ha Vishnu Orchestra. That was 876-5561. Lily Tomlin, We Don't Care. And, of course, Sugarloaf, Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. From 1975. All right, does that do it for you? Okay, winding it up here, I got a couple more for you, having to do with my own personal obsessions, having to do with the phone. We got one of our area codes. At one time, I used to know just about every single area code. You could tell me what part of the state, any state was, and I could tell you the area code, and that's not a life skill, so I don't do that anymore. But anyway, I got a song about area codes, and then we got some other stuff that, you know, probably shouldn't be talked about. Anyway, I'll see you next week. I don't know what's coming, but neither do you.
I got holes
in different area codes. Area codes.
Holes.
In different area codes.
Area codes.
Now you thought I was just 770 and 404? I'm worldwide, bitch, act like y'all know. It's the abominable ho man. Globe Trot International Postman. Neighbor Dick Dope Man. 718-202s. I send small cities and states IOUs. 901. Matter of fact, 305. I'll jump off the G4. We can meet outside. So control your hormones and keep your drawers on. Till I close the door and I'm jumping your bones. 312, 313. 215, 803. I'll read your horoscope and eat some hors d'oeuvres. 10 on pump one, these hoes is self-serve. 757, 410s, my cell phone just overloads.
I've got hoes.
In different area codes.
Area codes.
Hoes.
Is a holiday, so stop the violence and put the 4-4 away. Skeet shoot a holiday. 504-972-713. What you gonna do? You checking out the scene, I'm checking a hold it now. With perpendicular vehicular homicide. 314-201. Too much green, too much fun. I Bangkok in Bangkok. Can't stop, I turn and hit the same spot. Stay nice. I'm the thriller in Manila. Slong in Hong Kong. Pimp them like Bishop, Magic, Don Juan. Man, after Henny with a Coke and a smile, I just pick up the motherfucking phone and dial. I got my condoms in a big ass sack. I'm slanging this dick like a new jack.
Biatch!
Is it cause they like my gangster wall? Is it cause they like my gangster tall? Is it cause they like my handsome face? Is it cause they like my gangster way?
Ooh.
Whatever it is, they love it and they just won't let me be.
Won't
I handle my
be.
Fears, don't rush me, just relax and let me be free. Whenever
I call,
come running 212 or 213, you know that I ball. Stop running, or I'll call my substitute free.
I've got holes
in different area codes.
Area codes.
Holes. In different area codes.
Area codes.
I've got holes.
916-415-704. Shout out to the 206. Everybody in the 808. Ha. 216-702-414. 317
214s and the 281s. 334-205, I see y'all. 318 and the 601s. 203-804-402. 301-904-47-850-708-502. Hoes in different area codes. Know that. Southern hospitality. Northern exposure. Hoe riding on the West Coast. You understand what I'm saying? Hocus pocus. You the dopest. Hoes to the right. Hoes to the left. Five hoes this time. Woo! Oh no! Hip hop holocauster, that's what we on right now. No need to get all ho style. Yeah! Woo! Def Jam South, baby. Disturbing the peace. Jazzy Feezy. Uncle Face, Ludacris, Hoes. I'm sweating like a muff.
Get you too. And if I don't watch out, you know they're gonna get me too. Telephone, 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 telephone. Well, I strangled the cord, ripped it off at the phone. And I saw the bone, and I saw the twinkling lights. And it must have been rats, cause it sure was a drone. Sure was a drag. Paper and wire killed my brother and my sister too. And if you don't watch out, you know they're gonna get you. And if I don't watch out, you know they're gonna get me too. Telephone, telephone, telephone. And I strangled, and I ripped the cord, and I saw the bone, and I heard these tweeting things, and twinkling lights, and there was nobody home. Well, now those nerve endings coming out of the bone. Telephone, telephone. Well, I ripped the cord right out of the phone, and I saw the bone. There, the gleaming white bone. Telephone, paper and wire killed my brother and my sister too. And if you don't watch out, you know they're gonna get you. And if I don't watch out, you know they're gonna get me too. Telephone, telephone. And I can't get away, and I can't get away. It's like a gray hunter at the end of the hall. It's like a plastic horned